A Darien woman who was one of the first COVID cases in the state is hoping to save others who contract the virus. Connecticut Public Radio's Ali Warshawski reports on her efforts to donate as much plasma as she can.
Fresh out of an Infinity Fitness gym class, you would never know the battle Christina Gregory fought just a few months ago.
I got sick March 15th.
She was one of the first COVID cases in Connecticut. She had no energy and a debilitating headache, but she was able to recover out of the hospital at home. Feeling lucky to have recovered, she wanted to make sure others would too.
I would get sick again if it means that I would get double the antibodies and be able to donate them.
She finally tested negative during what was the height of the pandemic for the tri-state area.
It seemed very clear that people were sick and, they were trying to figure this all out in real time and that that plasma and antibodies were proving to be helpful.
Gregory got her antibodies test at Mount Sinai and then donated her first round of plasma through Nuvance Health. When they reached the limit of plasma they could store, she headed to Mount Sinai for 4 hours of tests so she could donate again. But she says it's worth it to save a life. She donated once more in August and will go back in September. Gregory has returned to her job as an insurance agent at Brown Thayer Shed in Darien and is preparing her kids to return to school. The FDA has issued an emergency use authorization for plasma to be used in hospitalized COVID-19 patients. It is being investigated for the treatment of COVID-19 because there is no approved treatment for this disease. Ali Warshawski, Connecticut Public Radio.